Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am with Jimmy Vielkind of Politico. And Jimmy, with the status of the race for the governor, is the primary even an issue right now between Governor Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon?
Well, yes. The primary between Governor Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon has become quite heated. We see the two are engaging on a daily basis, with Nixon's left flank challenge being built around things like upgrading the New York City subways and raising taxes to do so, legalizing recreational marijuana, and protecting abortion rights. In some instances, there are clear distinctions between the former Sex and the City actor's positions and the Democratic incumbent who is seeking a third term. But in others, there is equality between the candidates, and so voters will be faced with a choice that's based partially on personality and partially on their stances on the issues.
Compared to Governor Cuomo, Cynthia Nixon hasn't raised a lot of money. How is she able to cause a stir? Is it her issues? Is it her name recognition as an actress?
Well, Cynthia Nixon has done a good job drawing attention, in part because of her celebrity, but in part by doing what candidates do. They find issues, they declare their positions, and they hope to get noticed for their words rather than the money that they raise. How effective this will be at moving voters remains to be seen. We know that not everybody is following the news, particularly in the summer, and so the ability to pay for television advertisements or mail advertisements in the run-up to the September 13th primary will be important for the governor and for Ms. Nixon. And at that point, in the last weeks of the race, we'll see the governor's financial advantages come into play and probably give him a boost.
How much of a factor will the Buffalo Billion trial, the convictions, have on people who may be swaying toward a different candidate other than Cuomo?
Well, both Nixon and Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, the Republican, have been arguing that Cuomo is a creature of a pay-to-play culture and that the conviction of Alan Calieros and the executives who he was accused of rigging bids with, including Louis Simonelli of LP Simonelli in Buffalo, are reason to completely throw the bums out and make a wholesale change. Whether or not that's going to stick in voters' minds remains to be seen. Governor Cuomo was not charged with a crime. The campaign contributions, while they were included in background as prosecutors made their initial filings in the criminal case, did not come up at trial. They were not part of the scheme. And although Governor Cuomo had refunded the money he received from donors, including LP Simonelli and its executives, on Wednesday, on Tuesday evening, it's not clear whether or not the pay-to-play issue will break through in the primary or general election.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.